And tonight we hear about the East Kent-based arts organisation, The Big Reveal. David Burridge is the Education Director, he's composer, he is with me on the show tonight. Hi, David.
Good evening, Dominic. Thank you for inviting me.
I'm really pleased to have you on, you know, because we can see each other using the modern miracle that is, well, one of those Zoom conversations. I love the fact we are both dressed exactly the same tonight. Are we related? Did we have a conversation?
It's just intuition, Dom.
I think you're right. Look, you're such an amazing organisation. You do so much, and it would be probably quite hard to break it down, but let's talk about The Big Reveal. It's led by you and your artistic director, Matthew Sharp. How did it all start, David?
Well, we started almost 10 years ago when Matthew was working for the Deal Festival, and that's where I met him, and he asked me to write a community drama called The Burning of the Boats, and introduced me to the writer, Martin Riley, and we've been doing stuff together ever since.
When you get a collaboration that just works, it's a real dream, isn't it, in this industry, because it just makes it feel like actually we can really bounce off each other with ideas.
Well, I'm so lucky because Matthew's a multifaceted performer. He's a world-class cellist, he's an operatic baritone, he's an actor, and he's a director. So we're incredibly lucky. Martin, he's a BAFTA-nominated writer. He's worked for TV, in opera. I'm a very lucky guy.
Yeah, I saw some of the work you all did during lockdown and these kind of sessions you had with all the musicians there. And is that Matthew Sharp in the middle of all of that group performing?
Is.
And you know what? I just loved the expressions on his face. He was so excited. And you, as conducting that whole group of people coming together, it just looked beautiful. We can hear a bit of it tonight. And we're going to hear a mix of some of the work that you guys do. Let's listen in.
Strumming strings, dozy doze and fairy rings, tinkerbells upon the breeze, cherry blossom bumblebees, wild snakehead fritillaries, dogs in mudway past their knees, fiddle diddle diddle dees.
David, just so beautiful. And this is all part of a group, the Revelation Strings, that all came together during lockdown. It actually is quite emotional listening to that, isn't it? And I can imagine at the time it was really quite hard to sit back and listen after the performance itself.
Well, that whole experience in lockdown of being away from the orchestra for so long, we desperately wanted to get back together. So I came up with the idea of, without making it too horrendous for the orchestra, to write pieces which consisted of bite-sized chunks which we could put together afterwards. And I made myself record these pieces as well on the cello. And to start with, I was horrified at what it sounded like. And so it's really quite intimidating to do. But with bite-sized chunks, you can do it. And we had a great guy putting it all together.
Well, it's so lovely, and people can see that. I'm going to tell people how they can go online and have a look at all these performances, because they are absolutely lovely. So, The Big Reveal, and then individual projects that you work on. An 18-month project that you're doing at the moment, Living the Dream. It's the latest project, involves schools from all over Kent leading the performances. You have really come together with a whole group of very special people who have absolutely brought their own life stories into the work that you are curating, right?
That's correct. And the way that happened, when we started the project almost 2 years ago, we had a sort of start. We'd done a piece called Brave New World, and we wanted this follow-up, but we wanted to make it different. And so with all the difficulties that lockdown brought, we engaged with the schools. The way we did it, we made a series of sort of provocation films. Martin would give a tantalising bit of a story and invite the children to continue in workshops. And they just came up with the most amazing stuff. And so that's why the story is as it is.
And we heard some of Martin and his incredible storytelling there. You can see why he really spurred on the youngsters to want to create their own stories. Living the Dream, living up to its name, as you rightly say, and, you know, helps you with that. Meeting the needs of children and young adults with learning and physical disabilities, bringing them together, a dozen schools from the Kent Special Needs Educational Needs Trust. It's really helped to inspire, I know. We can hear a bit, actually, from a recent performance. This was back last month, March the 4th, at the Collier Ferguson Hall. I know you weren't able to be there because of that familiar COVID word, but you have only just heard this yourself for the very first time. The children from schools in Canterbury, Thanet, Folkestone and Sittingbourne. Let's have a listen into some of the performance there at the Collier Ferguson. I know you watched the 45-minute performance earlier today, and that must have just brought tears to your eyes, because that's a lot of work and a lot of commitment.
I was almost in pieces watching that. It was just so darn frustrating not being able to be there, but we couldn't do anything else. And so I actually saw that for the first time this afternoon. I found it very moving. I just love the way those kids got totally involved in it. The young actors, the dancers, the giant puppets. I just found it almost overwhelming. In a way, I feel quite lucky to have held back. They'd all done it, but I saw it today, and I know those kids had a great time.
What's next then for the whole project of Living the Dream?
Well, later this month, we've got one of our regular concerts in Ramsgate with the orchestra, and excitingly for us, with 25 new young players from absolute beginners up to about grade five, including one very elderly gentleman who's actually older than me, joining in on open strings violin, and that's great. We've got a singing festival for Dover schools coming up in June. And what's really important, the film, which I just saw for the first time today, we're going to show that for the parents who weren't able to be there for those performances. We had to have really restricted numbers of the performances. And so we're going to put a show on with the film, and we're going to make it a sort of sing-along to the film.
That's so lovely, isn't it? And actually, this is the great thing about being able to use all our modern technology to bring people together, even if they weren't able to be there on the night for obvious restrictions and all the rest. If people want to find out more about this incredible work that you are doing along with Matthew Sharp and Martin Riley, from Living the Dream to all the other projects, the lockdown loops and all the Revelation Spring and lockdown jigsaw that we heard, and all those moments that you have been part of, where is the best place to go online, David?
I think the website's best, so it's www.the-big-reveal.com.
And as an organisation and coming together with Matthew to create this and move it forward, in the arts, we always talk about projects that begin as small ideas and then they grow and they grow. What do you think has been the key for you, David, about bringing people together, and what does it do for you? Because professionally, I get this is a big project, but what's it do for you personally, all these kind of events?
Well, I guess the last one sums it up, really, Living the Dream, because I saw all of the arts involved with the dance, with the pictures that the kids produced with their own to illustrate the book, the singing. I got them playing the underscore to the music. I just know that given the possibility, the children will, can and do perform amazingly. And for me, that's the very best.
great storytelling happening right here in Kent from an East Kent-based arts organisation, The Big Reveal. Whereabouts exactly are you, and are you all spread out in different parts?
We're spread out. I live near Sandwich. Revelation String players come from Folkestone, Maidstone, Thanet and nearer.
Well, look, we really look forward to continuing the story of The Big Reveal and the work that you're doing here in Kent for the arts. It's been really great catching up with you tonight, and thank you for sharing some of those gorgeous moments of music making right here in Kent. It's been lovely.
Thank you, Don. Thank you, everybody.
The Arts Live Call on BBC Radio Kent.